Terrific Thursday morning, beloved. It's great to start this morning off with you. Gabriel is here in the co-pilot seat, keeping everybody on their toes. Today, we are in Micah chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. And here, Micah denounces those leaders who ignore God's concern for justice, and he speaks out against those prophets who deceive the people. So let us begin. Oh, let me tell you also, God's saving word this week is justice and peace. So, we'll begin Micah chapter 3. Listen, you rulers of Israel, you are supposed to be concerned about justice, yet you hate what is good and you love what is evil. You skin my people alive and tear the flesh off their bones. You eat up my people. You strip off their skin, break their bones, and chop them up like meat for the pot. The time is coming when you will cry out to the Lord, but he will not answer you. He will not listen to your prayers, for you have done evil. My people are deceived by prophets who promise peace to those who pay them, but threaten war for those who don't. To these prophets, the Lord says, prophets, your day is almost over. The sun is going down on you. Because you mislead my people, you will have no more prophetic visions, and you will not be able to predict anything. Those who predict the future will be disgraced by their failure. They will all be humiliated because God does not answer them. But as for me, the Lord fills me with his spirit and power and gives me a sense of justice and courage to tell the people of Israel what their sins are. Listen to me, you rulers of Israel, you that hate justice and turn right into wrong. You are building God's city, Jerusalem, on a foundation of murder and injustice. The city's rulers govern for bribes. The priests interpret the law for pay. The prophets give their revelations for money. And they all claim that the Lord is with them. No harm will come to us, they say. The Lord is with us. And so, because of you, Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a pile of ruins. And the temple hill will become a forest. Today's key verse is Micah chapter 3, verse 8. But as for me, the Lord fills me with his spirit and power and gives me a sense of justice. You know, just as in our day where we see all of these televangelists fleecing God's people, demanding money for this, that, and the other, living sumptuous lives, flying around in many different jet aircraft and living in five or six different mansions around the world, and then telling the people of God that they need to be giving more. The people and the leaders in Micah's time were doing the same thing. They were offering to provide good prophetical visions for whoever could afford to pay for them. And just like in Micah's day, those prophets for hire would ultimately be punished, so will those who live this evil way in our current society, they also will receive God's due reward. Let us pray. Lord God, you hear the cries of those who are victims of injustice. Fill me with your spirit and power, and give me the courage to speak out against injustice. Amen. Well, look at this. Thursday morning has come and gone. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Micah chapter 4, where Micah delivers, this time, a message of hope. Until then, God bless you is my prayer.